Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Kleitz v. Iowa, which was decided in the Iowa Court of Appeals in 1982. The question before the court was, can a failure to obtain informed consent for antipsychotic medication be considered grounds for a malpractice suit? Facts. Timothy Kleitz was born in 1952 with intellectual disability due to an unknown prenatal issue. In 1963, he was admitted to the Glenwood Hospital School, which was run by the state of Iowa for the intellectually disabled. In 1970, a change to his treatment occurred, and he was treated with, quote, major tranquilizers, or antipsychotics, to, quote, curb aggressive behaviors, end quote. He was treated with antipsychotics for many years. In 1975, he developed tardive dyskinesia. In 1976, Timothy's father submitted a claim to the Iowa Board for damages stemming from a negligent use of drugs and physical restraints. He also claimed that Timothy's civil rights had been violated. The board failed to take action for 6 months. In 1977, a lawsuit was filed, and the 1980 ruling concluded that the hospital had, quote, failed to provide reasonable medical treatment to Timothy, and that negligence was the proximate cause of Timothy's condition, end quote. The hospital appealed, alleging that, quote, the district court had A, lacked subject matter jurisdiction, B, applied an incorrect standard of care in the use of physical restraints, in the administration of tranquilizers, and on the issue of informed consent, and C, awarded excessive damages unsupported by the evidence, end quote. Holding. The appeal court affirmed the trial court's verdict and stated that, quote, there is a recognized standard that requires some form of informed consent prior to the administration of major tranquilizers, end quote. Reasoning. The court noted that there was not sufficient evidence of severe aggression or self-harm to justify the use of major antipsychotics, and that staff failed to appropriately monitor for tardive dyskinesia, failed to stop antipsychotics when symptoms of TD presented, failed to request a consultation from specialists, and failed to conduct drug holidays. They discussed the First Amendment right to privacy, as detailed in Rogers v. Okun. Quote, at stake is the more fundamental question as to whether the state may impose once again on the privacy of a person already deprived of freedom through commitment by forcibly injecting mind-altering drugs into his system in a non-emergency situation, end quote. They also cited Grosjean v. Spencer, and that the physician must make a, quote, reasonable disclosure, end quote, to the patient about the nature and probable consequences of the suggested or recommended treatment. The court found that there was a recognized standard to obtain informed consent and that Glenwood Hospital had not obtained informed consent for treatment. In summary, Kleitz v. Iowa, which was decided in the Iowa Court of Appeals in 1982, held that there is right to informed consent for treatment with antipsychotics, and that the First Amendment right to privacy protected against forced psychotropic treatment in a non-emergency setting.